Oh, there you are.
We're going.
Hi, Sia.
Introduction to the Dr. Fred Bell and Steve Barrett's Health Science Energy Show with Buddy Boo. This will be July 17th. Those of you, I heard some of my listeners got blown up with dynamite. I said to you listeners out there, do not play with dynamite. And yeah, Buddy knows about five or six of them. They're survivors called in and said, yeah, my husband blew up, my kid blew up. My baby was only 3 years old and lit a dynamite, blew his carriage out from under him, and it just went on and on and on. So those of you that are still alive out there, welcome to the Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, Survivors of the 4th of July. So what did you think of the Casey Anthony verdict, anyway?
I can't believe that she's not in jail.
Well, she's coming out to see you. She called
me
up.
Hopefully.
She wants to come and see Steve Barris.
She wants to come see?
To purge herself from killing her kid, you know?
It's just incredible. I don't understand that verdict at all, but, you know, she's free, so.
Yeah, well, she's probably already gone. They're saying that anytime after Wednesday, between Wednesday and Sunday, you know, Sunday they made a second date out. Would you be quiet, please? Here, have some juice. So they probably already let her out. That's what we think. You know,
yeah.
I mean, how long she stays alive when she gets out, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I do the George Norrie or the Art Bell show and talk about my views on the government and that, I get death threats all the time, you know.
Right.
When I was in Laguna Beach, I had a big security gate up there in front of my house, the walkway. But in the old days, back 7, 8 years ago, when we had a bigger audience and people were more aggressive, I'd have a crowd outside my house the next day after I did that show. And it's kind of weird to go outside and have a crowd out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't even put my address out because we used a post office box on Glenary Street, 1278 Glenary is our address. They found the old house.
Yeah.
So anyhow, we are really doing a lot with fire stars right now.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. That, you know, on the 2nd of, or the 4th of January, 4th of January, if you go to YouTube and Google the Marietta Temecula UFO sighting. Hey, come on, man. It's a little loud. He wants to take a shower because he takes a shower with me every day. You will see pictures of the UFO that was at our house, the Andromeda ship, that I had contact with about 2 hours right out in our driveway. And then as it left, I thought it was going to blast off into space.
Mm-hmm.
But what it did is it went downtown and cruised around downtown. And everybody videotaped it. And it's all over the Internet, even now. And then the funny thing was that military then come in because we're right next door to the Camp Pendleton, 14 miles line of sight, maybe 10, they come over and they came in and took all the good photos that showed the you know, the height of the ship and all the cool stuff about the ship. They took those off the internet right away. Yeah.
Right.
And so then last Tuesday night, it might have been Sunday night or Monday night. No, I think it was Sunday night. Last Sunday, a big ship came again. I was sleeping. Mikkel usually gets up pretty early. She'll get up around 4 or 5 and hang out and go back to bed. And because she's I used to do that. I used to get up like late at night, hang out for a couple hours, go back to bed, kind of take a break between sleeping, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So she saw a huge ship, and it was like the ones we used to see up at Dulce, that when it took off, it just exploded into a million sparks of showers and light all over the place. And that was right here, yeah. And so what happened was we got the Firestar up in the living room, and then we hooked up the big laser to it. I have a big 250 milliwatt five-color laser that I use, buy on the, you know, on the eBay. These are professional lasers. I have that hooked up in the living room. The bedroom is about 125 feet. It's quite a distance. So I shoot the beam 125 feet down to a mirror, bounces off a second mirror, and put it on a Firestar. So it picks up 125 feet of linear energy. And that's like a giant antenna, if you follow me, for extraterrestrials, because coherent light reflects photons and electrons. And so therefore, depending on the length of the beam, it will be receptive to that frequency from outer space and transmit to outer space. Oh, by the way, I got my ham license last week, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I got the ham license, finally. I got the technician. Now I got to get the general. I'm studying for that. And then there's the one above that, which is the expert or whatever. I'm going to try to get that one. But when we get the general, we can go on short wave on 40 meters. So this program will then go up on the short wave. Won't that be cool?
That'll be great.
Yeah, Art Bell used to do that.
Did he?
Yeah, Art Bell started out on shortwave. Yeah, he's a ham. I've been hamming around and playing with radios all my life, but I never got a license. You know, I'm legal to do what I used to do illegally, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So what have you been up to this week?
Well, I worked on a couple people from our show, and they were really nice. He was from, actually, in the Rochester area, and a friend of his was in Toronto, and I worked on them simultaneously. She's up in Toronto, and he was here. I worked on her for about 2 hours, and
PBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge. Bringing humanity closer to truth.
BlakeRadio.com.
And we're back on the air again. We have these very expensive RT1 lines or whatever they're called, and obviously they don't work. Not quite sure what happened here, but something happened. And so anyway, we're working on everything here. I'm not even sure this microphone's working right, but it's a really good microphone. Test, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, it's working. Okay. So anyway, we were getting into the topic, and the topic was the Firestar. And the we've had these sightings out here with the Firestar. And Eric von Däniken uses the Firestar. A lot of people that write books about aliens and that use the Firestar. Okay, so that's what they do. I mean, you can see them on our website, which is about to be, finally, after years of promises, updated with new prices. And you're not going to like the prices because gold's gone up. The gold prices that we quoted on our old price list was based at $1,100 gold. And it was based at $14 for silver. And today, we are at $38.38 on silver. Platinum is 17-something, and gold is $15.89, what it was yesterday. So gold has gone up about 30%. That's a lot.
You're doing a really great day, Paige.
You're so quiet and everything. Yeah, now you'll probably be dead. Yeah, Boo, those of you that are watching on Ustream can see that Boo has been a good bird, which is unusual for him. Now it's going to go to his head. He's going to get crazy.
What's him? I'm here.
Are you there?
Yep.
Yeah, what happened? You dropped out on us.
I just got disconnected, and then I couldn't hear you at all.
Hey, hang on 1 second. I got to take Buddy over here. I think he's got to do something here.
Okay.
You know what birds do?
Yep.
Seriously. Gotta do something. He has to take a station break, is what we call it. There you go, baby. Come here. Good bird. Good bird. Okay. You're such a trained bird. He doesn't like to do a station break on Dad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He does them. He just went to his stand, and he did his little thing over there, and he's fine. He's getting all nervous. Because that boy's got a pooper. He's got a pooper. You know? And he don't like to poop on Dad. He's just very sensitive about that. Now you're on here. He's all excited again. He was almost falling asleep because he didn't hear your voice.
Yeah.
So anyway, everything's cool over there, huh?
Yeah, I worked on a couple people from our show, and it was really wonderful. And I had the gentleman in my room and balanced him and opened up his heart more and grounded him to Mother Earth. But the thing that he loved was all the equipment that I had. I had the flamethrowers. I had the Master Crystal. I had everything on. Everything was really firing. He was seeing energy that he never even saw before. And it was just so wonderful. Just
yeah,
really,
you know,
really
what
wonderful.
I've noticed is that we have gone from a slow period of Pyridine to a busy period. I've noticed that. Are you on your computer over there?
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
Okay. Trying to figure out what's going on with that computer. Are you able to hear?
Yes, I'm hearing fine.
On the Ustream.
Yeah, that's where I'm connected to the Ustream.
And you can hear me.
Actually, I'm on my phone, Fred.
Oh, okay. I'm having problems with something here. I don't know what. My engineer won't come out here and fix anything. You know, I keep calling him and he says he'll be out and he never shows up because I'm trying to figure out what's going on with Ustream. I don't think we have sound on Ustream anymore. Test, yeah. I love having technical problems in the middle of a show. You know, that's always wonderful.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't see any kind of a microphone connection or whatever. And it's kind of sad, but
I usually use my telephone
Yeah. I thought you'd either be on your phone or your computer. You can use Skype to do this too.
I watched the show through the telephone, and the voice doesn't come through as clear as I would like to on the computer, but the telephone does.
Yeah, the telephone's always better.
Yeah.
Okay, I got the wrong connection here. I got to go down here one. Okay. Not sure which is line. I don't know. I'm lost now.
Hang on. Well, I can hear you fine.
I know you can hear me, but I think I'm on the right connection now, the line input. Yeah, I don't know what happened. I was having problems with the microphone working in. I don't see anything on the meter now.
Well, you're holding fine. We have 10 to 11 current and 57 total views. So, I mean, it's been the same. So we're not losing anybody, Fred.
Yeah, that's fine. But the problem, you know, is that I used to have like 400 or 500 on the right side.
Yeah.
Now we've lost a few people. We're having technical problems. Anyway, so yeah, I'm finding now on the projector system.
Yes.
That the number that works for me is 5.
Okay.
And the reason that number works is the fact that I have one on my desk and then 4 of them surrounding me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sold a system down in South Africa last week. This guy actually came out and picked it up, take it back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they are using our stuff down there.
Wonderful.
And for some strange reason, these projectors work really well. They work very well in South Africa, in Cape Town and Johannesburg.
Okay.
The guy used it in his business. He's doubled his business in the last 90 days.
Wow.
And he had no business growth before. He was, you know, he has regular growth, but, I mean, it just skyrocketed, and it continues to do that now.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Really, really great.
Yeah, so anyway, we've been working with the Firestars, and we're putting systems together, and people are starting to use multiple Firestars now.
Really?
Yeah, which then creates a much more powerful energy field.
Okay.
I'm just learning about this. It's like that one guy that bought 8 projectors from us. He's had tremendous success with 8 of them.
Wow.
Which you normally wouldn't see a person using that, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, the stuff's going on. So what have you been doing all week? Riding around in your car?
No, actually, I've been working. I'm starting to feel a lot better, so I'm doing more massages and a lot more energy work. I had my car out the other day.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You don't have it out that much.
Right. So I'm doing a lot more, and it really feels good to do.
Excellent.
It's just I've been working since I've been 16, so it's hard to give up work.
Yeah, I know the feeling. So go ahead, give out our phone number so we can get a few callers. I like to get people calling in and getting involved.
Sure,
you know
that
I mean?
Would be wonderful.
That's what the
phone
numbers
are 888-815-9755, 1-530-327-7602. 1-530-413-4510 and 1-530-413-4522. And they're free numbers, so please call up, give us a phone call. We'd love talking to you. We'd love telling you about our products, and we'd love working with you. So if you have anything, any kind of troubles and difficulties, we can take care of that for you right over the air. So, please give us a call, and we'd love to hear from you. So you're using a lot more energy in terms of the the projectors.
Oh yeah, those things are really starting to kick in now. A lot of clients are seeing that right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of energy in my room from the projectors, so. As a matter of fact, we saw a flying saucer.
Finally.
Hovering above one of my clients, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, When did that happen?
That happened the day that that young man was in and his girlfriend called from Toronto, so I was working on both of them. And the young man had a flying saucer. It just appeared over the room. It was about, oh, I don't know how big it was, but it was way up there. And so it just went even higher. So it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun watching. It was a silver, a very bright silver a saucer, Fred. It must have been, I don't know how high it was, but it was very small looking when I was there. But it was cool. It was really, really cool.
Yeah, so you were outside or what?
No, I was inside working with the clients, and that's when it appeared.
But it was outside. I mean, it didn't come in your shop.
Yes, no, it was outside.
Yeah.
Was outside, would not come into the room.
Yeah.
Not at all. As a matter of fact, it kept on going higher and higher. So evidently we were very protected.
Did you go outside and look at it?
No. We were very busy. I was very, very busy with the energy work with him, and I didn't want to disturb that, so that's what we did. But it was wild.
Yeah, well, you get used to these now. And,
yeah.
You know, we're trying to get more and more people involved. With this experience, it's really cool.
Well, it's really interesting, Fred. I've had it happen before, but not this vivid. It was extremely vivid.
Yeah,
and it was really great.
Well, anyway, we've had a lot of activity out here. It's not a problem here at all.
Right,
plenty of activity. So. I don't know, Buddy's seeing something in here. He's scared to death of it. I don't know what is it, honey? He's running around. You see him running around in here?
Yeah.
If you don't hear me on Ustream, right? You could only hear me on the radio, on the telephone.
Well, I don't know. I could turn up Ustream. Hold on, let me see what.
Yeah,
I can
turn it
do
up.
Here.
See if you got any volume at all, because I don't
sure.
think volume works anymore. And I'm not getting the pop up chat, which I always get. That's not working.
Let's see. Okay, it's down. So what we'll do is...
Usually I can turn this up and get feedback, but it's happening.
All right, I'm gonna put the phone down.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Good old Ustream. No, you know,
it's
never
going
know.
Off, Fred. It comes on, I can get it, and then it's the volume's all the way up, but it goes off.
You don't hear anything?
Not a thing, Fred.
Okay, that's because I'm showing on my meters here that we're not transmitting.
Okay.
So if I start bringing guests on, this is why we're not bringing guests on the show right now. I mean, this guy's, I've been set up with a studio, and it doesn't work half the time. I can't get somebody out here to fix it. But, and I can run a normal recording studio, but this broadcasting studio is another whole deal, you know. It's
right.
Whole other deal. And
I've got the volume all the way up.
Yeah, that's okay. It doesn't show that
it's not coming through at all
the computer for some reason. I don't know if the computer went bad or the line went bad or what happened here. More than one hole to put this thing in, but it just quit.
Huh.
It's just not doing anything anymore. And we have what's called a line input, but... doesn't
want to
work.
Evidently, it's gone down. Our total views are now 18 instead of 28, so something
is
going on.
I'm getting different numbers here, too. I don't blame people for getting upset when we have a technical problem.
Yeah.
It helps the flow of the show.
Right.
So how's your Master Crystal doing?
Oh, God, Fred, that Master Crystal is so great. When people lie down on my table, it actually fires colors right to the person's chakra. It's the same color as the chakra that it's going to. So the Master Crystal is really beautiful. It just, I'm so glad that I bought that. I've had so much luck with that Master Crystal.
Yeah, people are getting more and more into them now.
The only problem is there's not that many of them.
No, we don't have that many left. When these run out, I don't know where we're going to get any more.
Yeah, unless you can get it from a private individual.
And we're going to be shipping some out of the country, you know, pretty soon. We're starting to actually do that now.
Okay.
Ship them to other countries because they don't have them at all, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I just hope people aren't hoarding these master crystals because one is all you really need.
Yeah, that's all you need. No, they don't, because one's all that's going to work. But anyhow,
yeah.
On our show here, what we do is we can talk about many topics. We talk about, energy. We talk about, if you have a health condition in your family,
right.
Children or one of your kids is having a problem, let us know, and that's what we do on this show. We can talk and explain
right.
things to you. But if nobody calls in, we're just going to ramble here until I get my studio fixed, and then when my studio gets fixed, then I'll bring guests on again. But I cannot
Let's give out the numbers again.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's 1-888-815-9755, 1-530-327-7602, 1-530-413-4510, and 1-530-413-4522.
Yeah.
So those are the numbers we have, and we're more than happy to talk to you about product, more than happy to talk to you about anything that's bothering you. Things we can answer that Fred really knows. It's really wonderful listening to him because he's got so much knowledge. So it'd be really good if you can give us a call, and one of us can actually really help you a lot. So please give us a call and let us know that you're out there. It'd be really, really great if you did that.
Well, yeah, we like feedback.
Yeah, we need feedback.
Meanwhile, let's just hang out. So what do you think? Do you think Casey Anthony is out now? Or do you think she's still in jail?
I think she's out.
That's what I felt, too.
I think she's out. I don't think they can't hold her. She's free.
Yeah.
You know, it's just I don't understand it, but that's really something really incredible. I'm going to Toronto tomorrow.
Oh, what's happening up there?
I'm going to go do some shopping up there in terms of crystals. I want to buy some small little crystals. They have a sale on them up there, so I'm going to see if I can buy a couple that will be good for me or good for my clients.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
we moved the, a couple things that's going on down here is that this place is so huge. We moved the system, the vortex started up in Laguna Beach years ago
right.
when we had we found 3 ounces per ton of gold under our house in Laguna Beach on top of a mountain, on top
yes.
of a volcano.
Right.
And that's how we found out about the vortex. That was way
right.
back a long time ago.
Right.
So the University of California went ahead and analyzed our samples because the city of Laguna Beach sent a geologist up and they took a sample and they went and the reason that they got interested is because the guy across the street from me, Bill Cook, who was straight across the street and over one house to the right, was digging his basement and he had the same gold mine that was under my house with a bulldozer.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And so, well, out of excitement. So he took the gold, and had it analyzed by the city, UCI, University of California, Irvine, and it was 3 ounces per ton, which is easily enough richness to mine it, especially
uh-huh.
today. Of course, this is a housing tract on top of a mountain, and they aren't going to allow that. City just freaks
yeah.
out. I told
yeah.
the city,
yeah.
we're going to tear the house down and start mining. I was just kidding, right? And they
right.
just freaked out. They
right.
basically freaked out. So to make a long story short, that for many years people came from all over the world to experience the vortex there.
Yes.
Including you.
Right.
So then we came out here because the Andromeda says you got to get out of town. There's just a tsunami
mm-hmm.
coming and blah, blah, blah. So,
mm-hmm.
okay, fine. So they found us this place. We came out and looked out on the room. We weren't having any luck.
Mm-hmm.
But then they showed us this place where we are now and then... Of course, I took the famous picture of the Andromedans down there by that big tree.
Right.
So then we set the fire star up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fire star got set up, but we didn't have the lasers on it yet. So then we added the lasers and activated it like a few weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it really, the whole place started buzzing like Laguna Beach used to. So then I decided, you know, then I got a contact from the Pleiadians and said, move that, you know, that system in the living room with the four radiators and all those lasers and all that. It said, move it to here and put it up in the guest house in a certain area because there's a vortex there.
Right.
So we did. And it's up there and it's running. I haven't got all the lasers up because there's a lot of wiring and switching and all that has to go on to make it work with the music that we use for it. But
right.
So immediately one of my friends shows up from South Africa and he gets off in the system like there's no tomorrow. This Saturday night some other clients are coming in. So what we've decided to do is people love that system upstairs in that guest house. It's a, they've got a view, 360-degree views and a lot going on out here. Ships coming in every night. So we decided we're going to make a bed and breakfast out here in the guest house. So for $2,000, you come out here on Friday and leave Sunday night. I spend time with you. You probably see a ship. Get to meditate in one of the most powerful systems in the universe, around here anyway. And so we're setting that up now. Isn't that cool?
Wow, that is cool.
Yeah. I mean,
that is cool.
They'll be in a $100,000 or more system. You know, they'll get fed. They'll live in this beautiful area. They'll have, you know, if they want to watch television for a break, we got DirecTV up there, you know. They can get the news. Casey Anthony's about the only news out there right now.
Right.
And then they can, you know, they'll have a huge view. There's a telescope. There's two telescopes up there. So and, and binoculars. So when the ship comes in, they can look at them through binoculars. They got to bring their own cameras. We're not supplying those. And it's a really cool deal.
Yeah.
So we're offering that now for $2,000. You come in. You know, have spend the weekend here and get fed and have fun. And really good vegetarian food, I might add, you know.
I imagine so. Do you have a cook here?
No, we have Mikkel now. She's been she's a chef, so she's been cooking.
She is a chef?
Oh, yeah. She's a full.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. People come out here, and they'll say, hell, those meals, you know, they can't eat, she can make a better meal than a restaurant. She does deep-fried vegetables and tempura vegetables and and stuff. I have no, you know, all kinds of, you know, Indian food, you know, all of
Right.
Does all that. It's amazing what she cooks.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was
you know, we get the lasers. We got lasers upstairs, downstairs. We're getting them all over the place again.
Right.
We got
right.
the Marine base right next door. So they're always flying something unusual anyway.
And yeah.
Usually during the day, you know, late afternoon or whatever. So they get to experience the helicopters occasionally. But it's very quiet out here. When they're not doing their exercises over there, Pendleton is very quiet.
Really?
There's no cars nearby. Because we have our own private road up to the house. It's a state
road.
It's a half mile long.
A half a mile long?
Our own road, yeah.
Wow.
Private. It's ours.
Wow.
Ends up in our gate. So, I mean, and then the road that it comes off of, which is Del Prado, it's called, that road, maybe one car an hour is down that, and that's a half a mile away. So we don't really have traffic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we get we're up on the mountains over the ocean, so we get an ocean breeze all day long.
Wow.
So it's really nice. Yeah.
It's got to be nice.
You know, I've been so busy out here. I haven't even had a chance to ride a motorcycle this year. Not one. Not
really?
One. It's the seventh month. And none of my other cars, other than the little beater car that I drive, have been out.
Right.
We've just been really busy here.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. We're getting a system set up. Eventually, I think we can do seminars here. I really do.
That would be nice. Are we still going to New York?
Yeah, I'm planning on coming to New York.
Okay, great.
I haven't talked to Mark about it yet because it's a little early. October show is usually planned in August, so... we'll get to him pretty soon. He sends me emails.
Right.
But, yeah, we'll come back to New York. I look forward to it.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Buddy Boo.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, you want to go to New York, Buddy Boo? But Buddy Boo wants to go. We don't.
Yeah.
I don't know if birds are allowed on airplanes. Look, see Buddy Boo? On your screen there?
He's beautiful.
He's
not
bird.
Talkative tonight. How come he's not being talkative?
I don't know. Well, I told you we're underneath the system. It's actually about 10 feet over that way, and next level up, because the guest house goes over part of the lower house, not all of it.
Yeah.
And the guest house is up, and the system is up there. And since I've put the system up there, he's a lot quieter when he comes down here.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we've been finally getting ready to get our greenhouse going, so we bought a bunch of herbs and tomato plants.
Yes.
And basil plants. And we put them in the kitchen, and that's where we have a star orb, the Devastar, and those different devices, right?
Yeah.
Well, what happened was in the kitchen where the Devastar is, I mean,
right.
The star orb is, the tomato plant directly below the star orb started growing twice as fast as the other three or four of them next to it.
Wow.
It grew, and it's about, 4 feet, maybe 3 feet from the plant.
Mm-hmm.
When I bought the plant, it was probably 12, 13 inches tall, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was a month ago.
Wow.
The plant now is 4 feet tall.
Wow.
Has all of it by itself climbed into the star orb.
Right.
And is growing into the star orb, producing tomatoes.
Right.
I mean, people, it's amazing how much energy is in that star orb that plant picks up on. So I'm going to take pictures of it and put it up on our new website, which is about to go up in the next few days.
That'll be it.
Yeah.
That'll be pretty incredible to see.
Yeah. The star orb, I can't emphasize how cool it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is totally cool.
I know I have plants in my room, and they're really growing at a good rate, too. So,
well, you got where your system is?
Yeah.
And what kind of plants do you have?
I just got one today. A client brought me in, and I've got one that's 18 years old. And it's one of those kind of vines that just grows down, you know?
Yeah.
And it's really nice. It's really, really pretty, but it's very plush and very green. Pardon me?
How old is it?
18 years.
That's got to be a pretty big vine.
Well, it's pretty nice. It's not like a vine. It's I don't know what kind of plant it is, but it grows down. You know, it's really, really pretty. I just changed the pot. Needed the pot to be changed.
Well, how far down does it go?
It goes down to the floor.
Well,
it's about 4 feet long.
It doesn't cross the floor?
It goes across the floor, but we just shortened it because we needed to change the pot. So that's what I
did. The plant. Well, can't you take that vine and put it in another pot, the piece you cut off, and it'll grow again?
Well, that's what I did.
Oh, okay.
That's what I did. I have all the vines that came off of it. They're in water right now, and I'm waiting for them to root, and then I'll just put them in another pot.
Isn't that fun?
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah, we used to take the irradiators back in the day. You know, my guy's name was Tom Ivory that I worked with.
Right.
At Big Sur.
Right.
And he was a master grower for African bushes, which
really?
Were, I don't know, you could spread your arms as wide as you want and say, that's how big around it is. I'm trying to hug this, you know, but your arms wouldn't. My arms would just about cover, give it a little hug, right?
Yeah.
Of course, it was the African marijuana plant. Really. High in psilocybin, not psilocybin, but
I think plants are really beautiful. They give off a lot of good energy.
Yeah, THC, high in THC, because we did it with mushrooms too. That's why I was thinking psilocybin. So anyway, so he was up a Big Sur, and this was back, you know, in the early '80s.
Right.
And so we put irradiators and ion showers on these plants. They were growing them outside, but they had electricity up to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were growing them under trees and stuff, so the helicopters wouldn't pick up on them, because in those days it was a pretty serious crime to get caught raising pot, right?
Right.
And Tom Ivory was the Big Sur king, you know, the Big Sur up Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
So that we had, and pretty soon we had the growers, we took the Vitamid, and
right.
the growers germinating the seeds in a Vitamid, and then putting them in the ground, watering them with water that came out of the vitamin. We'd put the vitamin over the water tower, the water tank. You know,
I think we have a phone call. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. My name is Jim, calling from Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just had a little first time calling
story
in?
Here.
Yeah.
It's been so long. What are the name of your products? I'm losing my memory. Maybe
Paradigm?
You're picking up on the energy. It's very high today. My bird is very quiet. Yeah, it's very high
good.
Energy. Yeah, we have the receptor and the projector.
I've had the receptor, since 2004. Yeah.
Wow.
And, I don't know if they have any kind of effect when you're going through the scanner at the airport, but I went through a scanner at the airport once without it on, and I didn't feel so good afterwards.
Yeah.
And then I went through the scanner with it on, and I felt great the next day.
Yeah, they stop the radiation hitting your body.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What happens is the radiation produces a field on what's called the electrical precursors in the body. And you're constantly digesting food, vitamins, or whatever, and obviously at some point in time you've eaten the meal.
Yeah.
And so your energy field is building that because it takes like 6-8 hours to fully digest the meal. When you go into radiation, it stops the digestive process, producing a nauseating effect.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have the receptor on, it eliminates that effect of the electrical precursing energies, which is directing the enzymes to digest your food. It tells you that everything is okay, so your body just continues on like nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Funny you should mention, because I thought it was my imagination, but while I was being scanned, I felt a very strange feeling right in my stomach.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly where it goes. It affects your digestive tract because it's your amino acid balance.
Oh.
The amino acids are used a lot in the digestive process.
Yeah.
And what happens
is... So I've had the Blue Stone since 2004, and I'm maybe it's time to trade it in.
Yeah, you should get our new stuff. You have a silver one or what?
I've got the silver receptor,
from
2004. And, the new ones look really nice.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
Yeah, we're selling the heck out of those. Those are really popular.
And
is the
technology stepped up?
If you've been wearing it that long, you probably want to move up into what they call the Ankh. What do you think, Steve?
Ankh, yeah. The Ankh would be great.
Me and Steve want one each. We want them in gold, and we can't afford them right now because the gold's up so much. But even though we make them, they're not cheap to make. And so I have to deal with the budgets like everybody else does. And I can't steal from the till because then the company gets hurt. But, yeah, the Ankh is the one to get. Get it in silver.
Okay.
We can gold plate the bridge on it and drop dead gorgeous. Get it with zircon instead of, because I think you've outgrown that sapphire by many years. It's probably useless now.
Mm.
You know, give it to a friend or something, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, get
because
that off.
It's basically done the job for me.
Yeah.
Is that what you're, yeah.
You're done with that. It was a heart chakra, and your heart seems pretty strong now.
Yeah.
Time to bring in the... What the Ankh does is it hooks up all your past lives subconsciously and puts you on a linear cycle so you don't have to experience more past lives. And what that does is it raises your wisdom. You know, subconsciously, we draw upon our understanding or knowledge through wisdom, and wisdom is accrued by past life experience.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is when you put that Ankh on, it just kicks that thing. I made one up in platinum for Wesley Snipes. And before he bought it and picked it up, he bought it, but, I mean, he hadn't been out here to get it yet. He hadn't flown out.
Mm-hmm.
I was putting on different clients that came to my shop, you know, and every one of them was having an out-of-body experience. They were absolutely loving it.
Mm.
Yeah, including me.
I'll look that up on the website.
Are you?
It takes a while to get them, though, huh?
No, I can get you an Ankh out there within a week.
Oh, okay. All right.
We just sold a bunch of those super new ones today, actually. So if you want one, call in after a while, and we'll get it going because we're doing a rush order for another client flying out here to pick up his stuff. We can throw it in on a rush order, you know.
Great.
You want to get
great.
The Ankh?
I'll take a look, and I'll give Mikhail, is it, a call?
Yeah, Mikhail, or
yes.
uh, if you want to call tonight, you know, I can answer it, but normally we'll be closed after the show's over. But I can probably get that order going anyway for you if you're in a big hurry, you know. It's not a problem. So if you call into our number after the show and I know you're calling, then I'll answer the phone.
I'm going to check I got to check the dollars before.
Yeah, well, call in tomorrow afterwards. That's no problem.
Okay.
I guarantee you that you see these things have quantum bridges, and so it's not a projector, but it works like one to a degree. You know, once you wear a projector, you'll see the difference. But you want to; these are not like the normal receptors that you're used to. They're nothing like that. Those are, you know, the ones that you're used to were great in their time. They're just basically obsolete right now. I'm sorry to say that to people, but we've made a lot of improvements here. Done a lot of research, and we've come up with a whole new. We got to do that, you know, a whole new generation of products now.
Sure.
We've got these mushroom, special mushroom formulas that are liquid form. When our new website goes up, you're going to see. You won't believe all. We've got about 50 new products that are going to be on there that aren't on there now.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, it did its job going through the scanner at the airport.
Yeah, and this will do the same thing on steroids. It's even better.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Fred.
It's a flashy. Looks like two eagle's wings. Beautiful.
Yeah. I'll take a look on the website. I haven't looked on it lately, and it sounds like this is a new product.
Yeah.
It's really great. It's really beautiful. I think you really enjoy looking at it.
If you want to do some kind of a payment plan, we can do that, too. You know, we've been doing a lot of that in these depression times or whatever you call this economy that we're in. Got a lot of clients that used to pay cash.
They have
projector. To put it up in two or three payments. No problem.
Yeah, I never got a projector, so this is kind of like skipping over the projector straight to the ock, huh?
Yeah, you want to get a projector at some point, but you might as well spend the money on the ock because it sounds like you're used to that energy, and then later on, the ock will help you generate enough income to get the projector.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
What's your first name?
Jim.
Okay, cool. So what do you do back there in Chicago, anyway?
Oh, well, I think I'm kind of retired.
Oh, okay.
Well, unless
what did
I find
you do?
Something else to do.
Did you play in the sandbox every day or rob banks? I mean, what did you do before you retired?
Oh, you know, a financial management, small corporation. It got bought out by a big company. They moved us out, and they're not doing too good, which is, you know, kind of sad to say. But
that's a situation in a lot of folks.
Yeah.
I had a guy out here that had a flooring company. You know, they sold floor materials for these big houses they used to build out here.
Mm-hmm.
It was he made a ton of money, sold it, you know, back in 08 when it was still flying. And he had three different outlet stores, and they all today don't exist. And he walked out with several million dollars.
Sure.
And it was worth it when he sold it. But, I mean, it just went boom, you know what I mean, the market.
Yeah. As they were coming, as they were approaching us, I was thinking,
yeah.
What do they know that I don't know? Because I kind of had the picture of a downward in the future, you know?
Yeah.
I thought they were big and they knew what they were doing, but oops. So, yeah.
And then you get the other kind of company where there's one personality that runs it, and then he sells it and walks away, and then personality's not there anymore, and then down it goes. But, you know, overall, I've seen so many businesses out here in this, where we live collapse, and it's sad. I just really is sad to see this happen because our government allowed this inflation to get out of control. This, you know, I mean, these goddamn bankers.
Yeah.
You know, the
who knows? I have no idea where it's going
to
end up.
I mean, to the Chinese, it's just sad what happened there. You know, it was very bad.
Yeah.
It was purposely done. You know, just to break our morale. But you know what?
Well, now
we'll come back
this weekend.
Yeah.
I think this weekend the governors are meeting with the Chinese in Utah.
Yeah, they are
to discuss. They're coming in and purchasing, like, big chunks of the country or something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly,
so.
Yeah. Buying up factories, setting up manufacturing here, buying the factory land, lot, and all. Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. I'm very familiar with
and they're
what
just,
you're talking
you know,
about.
What are we
that's
getting
exactly
back? Paper.
Yeah. And they're trying to get some of the debt, you know, as a result of this, they're trying to get some of our trillion-dollar debt to China reduced.
Yeah,
and the bottom line is Chinese products suck.
Yeah,
they don't last. I buy these lights that are solar powered because we got about a half a mile of driveways and stuff around our estate, our ranch here, and I like to light it up at night because we get coyotes and that in there. And about half of them, they all come from China, and they last about 8 months and break. So I make sure to send them back to Northern Tool or wherever I buy them from before they're completely gone and get more, because that's, you got to milk these companies to sell this crap, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see. Okay, thanks for talking to me. And I'll
Have a great rest of the day and a good weekend coming up. Hope to hear from you. And we got to close the show out.
All right.
So we'll talk soon.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right, Steve, put your number up. We got to go. We're over time here. Are you there, Steve? I guess Steve is gone again. Anyhow, you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show at bbsradio.com, brought to you every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific. And until we see you again, we will wish you the best of times.